Okay, let's begin the sugya of the bracha barmei mezonos. The Gemara daf lamed vav and beis lamed zayinim and aleph. The Gemara quotes two different memories of Rav and Shmuel. The first is kol sheyesh bo mechamesha es haminim mevarch la barmei menei mezonos. The second is kol shehu mechamesha es haminim. The first indicates seemingly a greater chiddush than kol sheyesh bo, that even if it is betaruvos, even if this would not meet the normal factor, the normal criterion of rov, nonetheless, mezonos would prevail. And then the second memra, kol shumei chamesha saminim, that anything which is straight, believe it taruvos, made up of chamesha saminim, then the brachi is that of a mezonos. We'll have to discuss the relationship between these two memras of Rav and Shmuel, and in fact, the Gemara that even mentions eight srichas, and why both are considered to be necessary. If you look in the Torah in the very beginning of Simen Reish Ches, the Torah writes that there are two very different reasons why we should assume that there is a unique bracha of bar mezonos. Why is it that the Chazal were koveya, right, such a bracha? The first possibility the Torah writes is the following, after all, that these are the minim shenishdabcha behem Eretz Yisrael. That after all, Eretz Yisrael, praised in the Pasuk as possessing the chameshus haminim, the chitin, of course, is including chitin as well as kusmin, sa'orim and clothes, sa'orim as well as shibala shul and shifon. They break down into two broader categories of chitin and sa'orim. So when the pasuk says eretz chita u'sa'ora, so therefore that is what would allow for a unique bracha. And the second possibility that the Torah writes is the following: sha'aleihem yiche ha'adam. That mezonos is considered to be the very basic sustenance, the very basic staple of our foods, and therefore it is on that basis, mishum chashivusa, that we are koveya abracha la'atzma. The Bach points out in commenting on the tour that both of these reasons, in fact, are necessary. If one, for example, would only deal with reason A, shenishtabchu b'hem Eretz Yisrael, one could argue that this is only relevant to bracha achrona, but not necessarily relevant to bracha rishona. When it comes, for example, to the other of Shiva Saminim, we have Anavim, Rimon, Te'enim. Certainly those are examples of Nishtabchu Baham Eretz Yisrael, and yet they don't reflect a unique bracha rishona. That uniqueness only manifests itself in a bracha achas mein shalosh. So if you only have the reason of Shishtabchu Eretz Yisrael, good, that whole parsha is discussing bracha achrona, and therefore one would argue a unique bracha achrona is recited, but not necessarily this would apply to a bracha rishona. The Bach writes the following chiddush, and that is that in order to indicate that a unique bracha rishon is necessary, then you have to come on to the second reason of the Torah, sha'aleihem yichya ha'adam, because that reason is relevant even when it comes to a bracha rishona as well. Furthermore, one could argue as follows, that the halacha that you have of kol sheyesh bo mechamesha saminim, the fact that this chashivus expresses itself even regarding taruvos, that in determining what is considered to be an ikar in tafel, priority is given to the chameshas minidagam, that lechora one has to assume is a function of the second halacha, mishum chashivusa. After all, because there isn't a parallel halacha that applies to the other of Shiva Saminim. If a person has to be koveya, what is considered to be ikar and tafel, when it comes to te'enim, rimon, anavim, one would not necessarily assume that this halach applies, that even if it's a miyut, it's considered to be that which is chashuv. There we assume that one would follow rov versus miyut. So the fact that Rav and Shmuel argue that kol sheyesh bo mechamesha saminim, that itself is an indicator of the second halacha of aleihem yichya ha'adam, that there is a measure of chashivus. The Pnei Yehoshua makes the following ha'ara, even regarding the shakla v'tarya of our Gemara. The Gemara raises the issue, what exactly is the status of oraz v'dolchan? We'll have to discuss Rashi and Tosas, the exact hagdaras of each. The Gemara mentions the following, that why is it necessary to have the second member of Rav and Shmuel of kol shumei chamesha saminim? Isn't that clear? If the first member tells us that even bitaruvos, Chamesha Saminim trumps other minim, so why is it necessary to have it all kol shemi chamesha saminim? Isn't it obvious that if it's be'en, you'll make mezonos, you can begin to discuss what about pitarubos? But if pitarubos, the bracha is mezonos, isn't it clear that if the chefze is be'en, in such a case, the bracha is mezonos? So the Gemara writes the interesting havamina, that one perhaps could have envisioned the following split when it comes to oraz versus dochan, that if it's be'en, then the Gemara could have thought that the bracha should in fact be mezonos. But if it's ta'aruvos, then the halacha would not apply to oraz v'dochan. That's one would have thought. The havamina another would have been to split these two halachos of Rav and Shmuel, and to argue when it comes to oraz v'dochan, be'ine, the bracha is mezonos. But ta'aruvos, then that is not the case. The kamashman therefore is the following, that even if it is be'en, you do not recite a birchas mezonos on oraz v'dochan. So Pnei Yeshua is very bothered in our sugya by the following. What exactly was even the havamin of the Gemara to split these two halachos? After all, if in fact we judge oraz v'dochan comparable to chamesh esmini dagan, that should be true regardless of whether it's be'en and whether it's betarumos. And if one would argue that that is not the case, so therefore, why should one ever recite the Birchas Mezonos? What exactly is the Havamina of the Gemara to argue that Oraz V'dochan would warrant a Birchas Mezonos if it's Be'en, but if in fact it is not, Bitarubos? So the Pnei Yeshua writes the following. Apparently, you see from the Shak Levatari in the Gemara that one will split these two halachos of Rav and Shmuel. Why should one split as follows? That halacha A, the Kol Shieshma Mechamesha Saminim, that even if something is a miut, nonetheless, you make a birchas mezonos, that apparently the Gemara assumes is only a function of nishtapchu bahem Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Gemara suggests that that certainly won't apply to a case of oraz v'dochan, that is not one of the chamesha saminim. However, when it comes to that which is be'en, maybe one could suggest the second halacha, right? And that is that since oraz v'dochan be'en is considered to be that which is zayne tuva, it certainly does sustain, it could be a staple of one's diet, so therefore one in fact could distinguish between taruvos as opposed to that which is be'en, as though to indicate that in order to argue that the birchas mezonos should be recited even b'taruvos, for that you have to come on to halacha number one of the tour, nishtapchu bahem Yisrael. But that does not necessarily mean that you would not recite the Birchas Mezonos if in fact it is be'en. So the Pnei Yeshua points out from the very Shak Levatari of the Gemara, the Havamina that one could go ahead and split. In such a case, that's an indicator of the two different factors in the Birchas Mezonos. Even though in Bosh Pshat, again, that our Gemara suggests that this is in fact a Havamina, that when it comes to Oraz V'dochan, one should split between Be'en B'tarubos. Be'en it's Mezonos, but B'tarubos it is not comparable to Shiva Saminim, right? It is not so simple that really, Lamaskana, we do not assume this way. La'alacha. For example, right, we'll see the Shita of the Rif and others that the Maskana Sa Gemara is that no, in this regard, we reject the view of Rav and Shmuel. And that would indicate the following, that Oraz V'dochan, in principle, the bracha is in fact a birchas mezonos, even though, bitaruvos, we don't argue that Oraz V'dochan will carry the day as when it comes to chamesh esaminim. What our Gemara suggests is a havamina, this is all within Rav and Shmuel. But now the next tier is the following, do we accept Rav and Shmuel halacha? And the split of the Rif is that we will accept halacha number one, kol sheyesh bo chamesh esaminim, but we will reject number two. Why do we reject number two? Kol shu chamesh esaminim? Because that excludes oraz v'dochan, and we assume that on oraz v'dochan, the bracha is one of emezonos. So therefore, even halacha lamaisana, when it comes to oraz v'dochan, the bracha is a birchas mezonos. The taruvos, however, we don't argue that even as a mute, the bracha would be one of mezonos, so therefore, even the maskana, you see the split of the halachos, that be'en, the bracha is mezonos, that betaruvos, the bracha is not considered to be that of mezonos at all, so apparently there are different factors in assessing that which is be'en and that which is betaruvos. If it is be'en, so therefore, poshem shat, the second day of the Torah, if aleyam yichya ha'adam, if zayne tuva, that is considered to be sufficient, If it's bitaruvos, then you have to come on to the additional chiddush of nishtabchu b'meretz Yisrael, and that does not apply to the case of oras v'dochim. So even the halacha could be that they express itself in that fashion. This could be relevant to the details in the Rishonim regarding the case the Gemara begins in the case of Chavitz Kedera. Chavitz Kedera, Rashi points out, is referring to a case of a machal kafui. It is something that is somewhat solid, it has congealed, it has solidified, and it is something which is made up of kemach, dvash, and shemen. Or a case of daisa. Daisa, Rashi points out, is the following. Certainly it is made from chitin, but the chitin is not broken down into a flour substance, but rather it is bimachteshes. A person will take a mortar and grind it, so therefore it is something that is ground in a coarse fashion. Rashi says, shel chitin ketushos bimachteshes, as opposed to normally taking the chitin and making it into flour and then making a dough. So in both of these cases, chavitz kedera or the case of daisin, the Gemara quotes the machlokas between Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that in these cases, the bracha is a birchas shahako. Why is that true? Because Rav Yehuda says in the following, duv sheikar, the dvash is considered to be the ikar, and therefore the bracha is shahako. Rav Kahana disagrees and says the bracha is mezonos. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara says, samida ikar, that the chitin, that is considered to be ikar, and therefore the bracha is considered to be a mezonos. Now the Gemara comments. Rav Yosef says, Kavose de Rav Kahana. That yes, that we learned exactly as Rav Kahana Shita, that the bracha should be a birchas mizonos. And where do you see this is true? And that's where the Gemara invokes the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, that kol sheyeshbo chamesha saminim. No, don't you see from Rav and Shmuel that the chamesha saminim are present, and they certainly are present in the case of Chavitz Kedera and Daisa, even if it's considered to be a miut, the bracha is mizonos. So therefore, just as we learned in Rav and Shmuel, that indicates that Rav Kahana is correct, Chavitz Kedera, Daisa, the bracha is considered to be that of a mizonos. A simple question. When the Gemara tells us that you can prove from Rav and Shmuel that Rav Kahana is correct, that Tanya Kavase to Rav Kahana, does the Gemara mean to equate these two halachos that they are absolutely identical? These are two identical halachos. The halacha of Rav Kahana, the Chavitz Kedera is a mezonos because Samida Ikar, and the halacha of Rav and Shmuel, Kol Sheyesh Mechameshes Aminim, these are one halacha. They're not two halachos whatsoever. Or is that not necessarily true? Could one perhaps suggest that the Chiddush of Rav Kahana is different from that of Rav and Shmuel? It's just Rav Yosef feels that there is a raya l'davar, that from the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, that would indicate, right, that the bracha is a birchas mezonos on chavitz and kedera, but not necessarily that the Chiddush of Rav Kahana and that of Rav and Shmuel are in fact identical. L'chora poshup shan, the Gemara would appear that these are identical Chiddushim. It's mamish, one halacha. That after all, when Rav Kahana says smida ikra, what exactly does he mean? Everyone agrees apparently to the metzias, and that is that there's an abundance of dvash, and there's a little bit of flour which is used, so smida is considered to be the ikar, but nonetheless, when you're dealing with mizonos, a miut is considered to be ikar, and that's exactly the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel of Kol Sheyesho Mechameshes Aminim. As long as Chamesha Seminim are present, even if it's a miut, that is Koveya. And that's exactly the case that Rav Kahana is dealing with, where the Dvash is the Iker, but the right to assume Semid Iker is simply because of the view of Rav in Shmuel. If you look at the Rush, right, in Simin Zayin, and you look at the Rashba, the Meiri in our Sugya, it is clear that they assume that Rav Kahana and Rav in Shmuel are identical. Dvash is rov, samida is the miut, but since it's chamesha saminim, the miut is considered to be the ikar precisely because of the Rav and Shmuel, kol sheyesh me chamesha saminim. In other words, everybody agrees that you follow ikar. The question is, how is it that one determines what is considered to be ikar, what is considered to be tafel? The answer is that mezonos will carry the day. If there's no mezonos, you follow rov. If there is mezonos, mezonos is considered to be that which is ikar. If you look, however, in the Ritva, you get the impression from the Ritva that this is not necessarily true. The Ritva implies the following, that Taloch and Rav and Shmuel Kosheishmo is not necessarily because they argue that that is considered to be the Ikar HaTavshim. The Lashon of the Ritva is the following, that when it comes to the cases we're dealing with, for example, Afal Pi Shuhumuat, even if the Chamesha Samidim is the minority, in Vishar HaTaruvos Ikar, and certainly all the other ingredients are the Ikar, the mezonos certainly is not the ikar. Nonetheless, la'olam avarchim barmanim mezonos. Despite the fact that this is not ikar hatavshil, nonetheless, right, the bracha is nikva al yedei chamesha saminim. If you look in the Ritva and Hilchos Brachos and Paragalef halacha chavches, the Ritva writes the following: that any tavshil sheyesh bo shum tarobas kemach, as long as it has any amount of kemach whatsoever. In Hilchos Brachos, the Ritva is explicit, afilu hu tofel, even if it's clear that it is only tofel, v'hashar ikar, nonetheless, hareyu ki'ilu hu ikar. Even if it's clear that this is tofel, but the halacha is goveya, perhaps because of nishtapchu bo Eretz Yisrael, that since in fact that this is present, that itself will be the determining factor despite the fact that this is not considered to be Ikar HaTavshil. Right? Two possible ways. Is the Chiddush of Rav Kahana, Rav and Shmuel that simply that we koveya that this is Ikar HaTavshil? Or do we assume no, despite the fact that it is not? Nonetheless, Chameshes Haminim is always essential to be to koveya bracha. And perhaps, like reason number one that the Torah gives, because Shevem Nishtavcha Eretz Yisrael. Even though this is implied in the Ritva, right, this is spelled out explicitly if you look in the Gilyon and the Rif. In the Rif and Daf Chavav Manalef, in Daf Yarif, it quotes the Pirish HaRivav. Rivav writes explicitly the following. But Hilchus HaKavase de Rav Kahana, we paskin like Rav Kahana in the Machlokas against Rav Yehuda. But if you look explicitly, the following. But Velo Mitamei. But not for the reason that Rav Kahana gives. Rav Kahana gives the reason that Smida Ikar. And we don't assume that way because of Rav Kahana. We assume like the view of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argue that we ignore Ikar versus Tafel. And simply the halach is koveya, that the Chamesh Saminim are a determining factor when it comes to the bracha. So therefore the Chiddush is the following Lo Mitamei. Rav Kahana said that the reason is because Smita is considered to be Ikar. And we assume no. Afogav the Dumshi Ikar, nonetheless, Mavarchel Lav Bari Minei Mizonos. Clearly, it's beforeish. Now that the Gemara does not mean to align Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara just seems to be Machria. That bottom line is we're going to paskin that the Bracha is Mizonos, like Rav Kahana indicates, because we accept the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, and that is that Kol Sheish Bo Chamesha Saminim is considered to be that which is in fact Koveya. So an interesting machlokas. Is it that we consider Mizonos by definition always to be Ikar HaTavshil? Or do we argue that no, even if it's not Ikar HaTavshil at all, right? Afal Pi She'ena Ikar as the Ritva writes, nonetheless the Brach is Nikva based on the Chameshes Haminim. You find, for example, right, the following machlokas, may or may not parallel, but the following machlokas, interesting, the Ritva in this very memra, right, takes a stand on this issue. This Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, that even if there is a milt of mezonos, mezonos is koveya, that's considered to be that which is ikar, do we require that the mezonos must at least be a kazayis betol kedei achilas pranas? Is there any camp? Does it mean really the smallest amount is considered to be sufficient? Or do you argue that no, it's not roe versus miut? There are times that the miut of mezonos, right, will be koveya, but nonetheless, right, there is a threshold under which we'll argue that that is not true. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Ches, Sif Tes, that even if there isn't a shear of Kazayis B'tol Kedei Achilas Pras, Mizonos is considered to be the Ikar. We label Al Pidin, and the Chabar writes, Mizonos as Ikar. just as the Gemara says explicitly, it's ikar, even if it is a miut, that miut does not have to be a kazayis betol kedei achilas pras. The Torah writes that this is the chiddush of the Avudraham in the name of Rabbi Yonah. But that's the psak halacha of the Mechaber, even if ein bo kashir kazayis dagam. So interestingly, if a person would go ahead and do so, so the bracha rishona would be mezonos, but the bracha achrona would not be an alamichya. Certainly the bracha achrona does require, right, a kazayis of mezonos. So therefore, in this particular case, even though we assume the bracha rishona is mezonos, but that would be in an instance where you don't even have necessarily a kazayis tolkei achilas pras. In which case, bracha rishona mezonos, bracha achrona would be a case of borei nefashos. If you look at the Ritva and also the Ra'ah later in the Sugya and Daf Lamites, and if you look at the Ritva in that very piece in Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Brachos Aleph Chavches, the lashon of the Ritva is the following: that kol tavshil sheyesh bo shum taroves kemach, if it has any amount of kemach, even if that clearly is tafel vashar ikar. But then the Ritva adds the following: v'shiyesh bo kazayis v'chdei achilas pras. The Ritva writes, but I'm telling you, this chiddush is only true if it's a kazayis tokedei achilas pras. Then we assume the brach is considered to be a mezonos. So the Ritva is against the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a shita of Niona, right? The Ritva disagrees and writes that true, it can be a miut, but still it has to be a kazayis tokedei achilas pras. And it's interesting, the Ritva explains this based on his whole approach to the Chamesh HaSaminim. And that is that the Tavshil is Nikra Al Shmo. It's Nikra Al Shem Chamesh HaSaminim. Even if you'll tell me that it's Tafel, no, it doesn't matter. The Tavshil is labeled as a Tavshil Chamesh HaSaminim, and therefore the Bracha is Mezonos. But that is only if, in fact, it is a kazayis tokedei achilas pras. To an extent, again, perhaps one could argue that there is some linkage, right, in these two issues, especially the way the Ritva presents it. Perhaps one could argue as follows, that if one will argue that the halacha of Rav and Shmuel is the following, that categorically, regardless of size, regardless of amount, we always argue that kimcha ikar, exactly as Rav Kahana said, even if it's the miut. So the review of Rav Rishonim is the following, that that's true regardless of size, regardless of quantity, regardless of proportion. Even if it's a miut, even if it's pachas mikdei achilas pras, then, right, the brach is considered to be that which is mezonos, because simply, semida ikar. And ikar can be determined regardless of its size, regardless of its proportion. That is considered to be ikar. The Ritva maintains, apparently, the following chiddush, that that's not true. Shar hatavshil is considered to be the ikar. But since it contains minei dagon, so therefore, the bracha is determined al yedei minei hadagon. That so the tavshil is nikra, tavshil dagon, even though clearly that is not considered to be that which is ikar. Nechshav ha-tavshil av shmo. The Ritva, however, writes, as a condition for that, when can you argue this is true? That's only if there is a kazayis tokedei achilas pras. If there's so little which is there, then we would not argue that this is considered to be a tavshil of minei dagon. Once it is labeled as tavshil minei dagon, right, namely that it possesses a kazayis tokedei achilas pras, so in such a case, regardless of what is ikar, what is tafel, the brach will be a berachas mezonos. It is not necessarily a halacha that we always consider mezonos to be that which is ikar, and therefore it makes no difference what amount and what proportion. The Ritva writes, no, that really is not true. So the Ritva, right, couples these two halachos together. The possibility of reciting the bracha on that which is tafel, is only if you're dealing with a tafsha where there is a kazayis tochadei achilas paras. Moshav Shat, according to Rav Rishon, is much more basic halacha, and that is that mezonos is always called ikar, and that's why Rabbi Yonah writes, it makes no difference whether it is a kazayis, bichdei or shlo bichdei, achilas paras. If you look, in fact, in the Tosus and Daf Lamed Vav Mabeis, Tosus already gives certain further detail, but again, Tosus deals with extreme cases. Tosus says the following: when is this true? That kol sheish mechamesha saminim, the bracha is concerned to mezonos. Tosus says that im osin kedei sheyisod halev. Right? If the mezonos is added in order to satiate, in order to satisfy the heart, that's when we assume mezonos is considered to be ikar. Tosus gives another extreme, that if, for example, the entire purpose of mezonos is simply the devek ba'alma, it's just to serve as a binder, so in such a case that would not be an instance at all. Then, of course, it's not considered to be ikar at all. So Tosus writes the following: yisod halei, right? Then mezonos. If it is just for the purpose of binding the devek ba'alma in such an instance, then the bracha is not considered to be a mezonos. Question again is, what exactly are the factors? How exactly does one determine, right, whether mezonos or whether it is not mezonos? Right? The Tosa says yisod halev, as opposed to a case of devek ba'alma. If you look in the Rashban Arsunya, the Rashba uses the following terms: that if the mezonos is added lahatimo ulahachshiro, then the bracha is mezonos. Number one, machshiro, it has to make the object fit. It's a critical component. And number two, it must be nosin tam. So if the mezonos is added lahachshiro ulemehav tama, that's lashon of the Ritva, machshiro v'nosin tam. So in such a case, then we assume the bracha is considered to be kamezonos. The Rush writes the following in our sugya, that the reason mezonos is koveya, even if it's patarubos, is because sheikro mechamesha saninim, because that is considered to be the ikar, chamesha saninim. If, however, the Rush writes, it is only, right, an outer coating, lahakfo samacho, uledovko, if it's just either a binder or an outer coating, in such a case, then lo chashiv ikar. That is not considered to be ikar at all. The Rush writes that you have to determine that the mezonos is considered to be the ikar hatavshil. Miut can be ikar hatavshil, but nonetheless, it must be that which is considered to be ikar hatavshil. And therefore, Tosa says yisod halev. Right? That's critical in order to determine whether it's ikar. The Rashba writes it must be machshiro v'nosin botam, achshurei umehav tama. Otherwise, it's not considered to be ikar hatavshil. The Meiri is even more explicit. The Meiri writes in our following, that you make the bracha of mezonos because ikar hatavshil kari al shem oso hamin mechamesha saminim. The Chamesha Saminim is considered to be Ikar HaTavshil. But the Miri writes, if the Ikar HaTavshil would be Midvarim Acherim, and the only reason that you're adding the Kemach is La'avosis HaTavshil, right, to give it a thicker consistency, or here the Miri writes a Chiddush, L'matekes HaTam, just to add a little bit of taste, that you didn't see in the Rashba and the Rush. The Miri adds that if that mezonos is added simply in the matek esatam, to give it a little bit of a different taste, you still can't call that the ikar hatavshil. And therefore the bracha would not be mezonos. So it's true that you don't require that it has to be rove, but it has to be ikar. Ikar means the essence of the tavshil. And the Meiri adds to the list of other Rishonim. What does it mean as Tosa says, Yisod Halev? Ikar hatavshil, if it simply improves the taste, that is considered to be insufficient, the Meiri writes. From other Rishonim, it would appear that that's not true. That if, for example, it's true, it's simply, right, the davko, or la'avos es hatavshil, you're right, that's not considered to be an inherent part. If, however, it's lematik es hakderi, if it's to impart a taste, perhaps that's sufficient in order to label it as a birchas mazonos. It seems that way from the Rambam Shita. That the Rambam writes, Nechus brachos in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Avalin irev kedei litin tavit aruvos. The Rambam writes, if you add the chamesha sadinim for the purpose of litin tam bitaruvos, the Rambam writes that that is considered to be ikar. And therefore the bracha is considered to be that of mazonos. The Miri writes that that's not true. It has to be ikar hatavshil. And just because you want to sweeten something or slightly alter its taste, right, that does not necessarily mean that it's considered to be ikar hatavshil. And if you look at that gilyan on the rif, the Pirish Rivav, there it is explicit, as the Rambam writes, that kol shu mu'urav kedei litein tam, anytime you add chamesha saminim in order to impart taste, that is considered to be a birchas mazonos. So machlokes, again, even in terms of the details of the Haggadah, where do you argue that even the mazonos is considered to be kili secondary? So Tosus' example of the Devek Balma is clear. Right? Tosus' case of the Avosis Atapshim, that's certainly clear as well. Whether it's something which is lematek es hagdera, that we saw, machlokes between the Meiri, right, as opposed to the Rambam, whether nisinas tam is considered that which is sufficient. After all, if the koveya is, again, the ikar hatavshil, what is ikar and what is tafel, it's not so simple that one could argue that this is called ikar hatavshil, as the Miri writes, even though you have an ingredient which enhances the taste. But if it's just a flavor enhancer, that does not necessarily mean that that is called ikar hatavshil. A tavlin could be a flavor enhancer. You don't consider that to be ikar hatavshil. The Miri writes that this is true, even when it comes to the chamesha saminim as well. It is interesting that that sheet of the Rebav that we mentioned, in the Gilyan of the Rif, is the one who points out that these two sheetas are not aligned. The view of Rav Kahana is not identical with that of Rav and Shmuel, because after all, Rav Kahana was assessing it in terms of Ikar versus Tafel. But that's not what Rav and Shmuel says. Rav and Shmuel did not say Ikar versus Tafel. Rav and Shmuel said that just simply Kol Sheyeshbo. So that was the aura of the Rebav, that these shitas are not identical, Kol Sheyeshbo. And interestingly, the Rebav writes that even if the mizonos is no same time, that's sufficient. If it's no same time, that's called Kol Sheyeshbo. Kol Sheyeshbo mechamesha saminim. Even though perhaps you would not argue that that is Ikar, when Rav Kahana said Smida Ikar, maybe you'd be hard-pressed to assume that something which is just added lematik es hatam is considered to be Ikar. In the case of Chavitz Kedera, Rav Kahana says Smida Ikar. And the Rebav writes that we don't assume that way. You don't need Ikar. All you need is the presence of Kol Sheyeshbo Chamesha Saminim. So I agree, if the presence is absolutely secondary, it's just a coating, it's just a binder, it's just to ensure some consistency, then that's true. But once already it is no Saint Tam, that is considered to be Rav and Shmuel of Kol Sheyeshbo. So it could very well be that the Rebav has the nafkamina. It doesn't spell it out clearly. But the Rebav is the one, like the Ritva, that argues that you should not equate exactly the Shita of Rav Kahana with that of Rav and Shmuel. And the Rebav is the one that writes that if it is no Saint Tam, that already is a bracha of mizonos. But the Miri said that no Saint Tam is not enough to say Ikar. How can you say no Saint Tam is Ikar HaTavshil? Perhaps the answer is exactly that Lashitase. That we don't assume, as the view of Rav Kahana, that you require the halacha of Ikar at all. All you require is Kol Sheyeshbo. Kol Sheyeshbo could in fact be a miut. Kol Sheyeshbo could be an issue of Nesinas Tam. We did point out that Chiddush, that the Ritva writes The kol sheyeshbo means lahalacha kol shmi sheyeshbo, meaning it must be a kazayis tolkin achilas bras. Otherwise, lahalacha, it's as if it's considered to be that which is non-existent. This issue as to the relationship between the two halachos of Rav and Shmuel is critical to understand the following. Halacha number one, as we mentioned, is kol sheyeshbo chamesha saminim, the din of tarugos. Halacha number two is the kol shehu chamesha saminim. So the Gemara writes the following, that based on halacha number two, kol shehu, we would argue that in the case of orez v'dochan, the bracha is not a bracha of mizonos. After all, orez v'dochan is not kol sheyeshbo midalad minim, chamesha saminim. And therefore, the bracha should be a bircha sha'akol. And therefore, the Gemara writes the following, that tiyufta the Rav and Shmuel. Because we assume that, in fact, one does recite a birchas mezonos. Even though, as he mentioned, it's not one of the minim shemishtabchu ha'aretz, but since oraz dochan zainei tuvo, it has a birchas mezonos. If that's true, the Gemara says, no, this is a tiyufta. So tiyufta, the Rav and Shmuel. The Rashba, as well as the Ritva, comment in our Gemara, tiyufta de Shmuel, as far as what? Only as far as the second halach is concerned. That halach of Rav and Shmuel, that dafka kol sheish ba mechamesha saminim, no, that's itosa. There we assume that even when it comes to the others, oraz v'dochan, one can recite the bracha mezonos. But halacha number one, of kol sheyeshu mechamesha saminim, certainly lo itosa. And therefore we'll paskin like view A and not like view B. We'll paskin like halacha one of Rav and Shmuel, kol sheyeshbo, and not like halacha number two. That's what the Rashba, the Ritva, right. But then the Rashba continues and writes the following chiddush, that Rav Haigon disagrees. And Rav Haigon writes that no, that we paskin even kol shehu mechamesha saminim. And the shita of halachos gedolos, the shita of Rav Haigon, is that an oraz v'doch on the bracha is a shahakol. How can you paskin like that second member? Doesn't the Gemara say that no, itoso? So Rav Haigon says the following, that what do you mean? Well, the Gemara brought a ray against it, but how did the sugya begin? That koi Rav Kahana Rav Yosef kavasei. The Gemara just proved Rav Kahana, Rav Yosef, that they are in agreement with Rav and Shmuel. So even though the Gemara points out Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that you can't reconcile Rav and Shmuel completely with all shitas, that's true. But nonetheless, we still ask like Rav and Shmuel that kol shemi chamesha saminim, because the Gemara redemonstrated Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that Rav Kahana, Rav Yosef, we're assuming as Rav and Shmuel. So since Mitakai Rav Kahana Rav Yosef Kavasei, we paskin like Rav and Shmuel completely, and therefore the brachan oraz v'dolchan is a bircha shahak. That's the psak halacha Rav Haigon, the psak halacha of halachos gedolos. So the Rashba writes, what do you mean? That sarachim? That no? After all, the whole of Shaykh Yahadadi. What does Lamed Vav Beis have to do with Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph? Lamed Vav Beis is addressing the first halacha of Rav and Shmuel. Kol Sheyeshu Mechamesha Saminim. The primacy is given to the Dalad Minim, even if it's a mute. So that the Gemara says, good. There, that's like the view of Rav Kahana, according to Rav Rishonim, identical to Rav Kahana. That's the Raya of Rav Yosef. So as far as Halacha 1 is concerned, the Gemara brought Rayas. As far as Halacha 2 is concerned, Kol Shemei Chamesha Saminim, the Gemara said Tiyufta. So the Rashba writes, that means we pass like Rav and Shmuel for halacha A, kol sheyeshbo, but we reject Rav and Shmuel for halacha B of kol shehu. The Rashba believes is at Tzarech Iyun that why did Rav Haigon feel that these two halachas are haba atalya? And that if you are going to support kol sheyeshbo, then you cannot reject kol shehu. Aren't these two separate issues? One issue is how you assess ikar tafel, or when you argue the tafshas nikra shma. Halacha number two is the following. Is it possible to argue that a birchas mezonos can extend to oras v'dochan? Slamet Vavamad Bey says, the sheet of Rav and Shmuel number one is correct, and Lachlamet Zayman Alav says, sheet number two is incorrect. Yuvta. Rav Haigon clearly does not assume that that's true. That you cannot support halacha A and deny halacha B. It must be that haba atalya. What is the link between these two halachas of Rav and Shmuel, according to the view of halachas gedolos and Rav Haigon? Well, the answer is the following, getting back to the original point of the tour. Why is it that we were koveya birchas mezonos? What was the uniqueness of these items that it warrants a bracha chashuva? One possibility is the following, because zayne tuva, aleim yichya ha'adam. The other possibility is no, nishtabchu haaretz, chamesha saminim, chashivusa, of the minyan themselves. Rav Haigon apparently thought that this issue was relevant to both members of Rav and Shmuel, and therefore you cannot split Pesach. These were not two unrelated members of Rav and Shmuel, but they were fully consistent. Kol sheyeshbo, halacha number one of Rav and Shmuel. If you have a taruvos, even if it is a miut, nonetheless, the bracha is mezonos. What exactly does that tell you? See, the Torah presents two reasons, and the Bach points out both reasons are necessary. They're not at odds with each other. You require zayne tuva, and you require as well nishtabchu ben eretz yisrael. Bracha rishona, bracha achrona, miut, rov. Also, Rav Haigon assumed that these two possibilities that one could envision explicit in the Torah are exclusive positions. If you assume that the reason that one is kovei the bracha mezonos is because zayne tuva, aleim yichya ha'adam, Boshev Shad Rav Haigon assumed as follows. How does that work with kol sheyeshbo mechamesha saminim? Kol sheyesh mechamesha saminim means the following. Even if you're dealing with an absolute miut, the bracha is one of mezonos. And according to the Rashba is quoting the Shita, according to the Rashba, in the view of Rov Rishonim, right, the way we assume the halacha, it does not have to be a kazayis token achilas pras. It means the smallest amount will be koveya the bracha. Moshe Shad Rav Haigon assumed as follows. If that's the case, you cannot argue zayne tuva aleim yichya ha'adam, that the bracha is mezonos. If you have such a miut of mezonos, and it's not even a kazayis tokedi achilas pras, so how can you apply that reason of mezon tuva, and therefore the bracha should be mezonos? It must be Poshup Shat, according to Rav Haigon, as follows. That even though there's a miut of tarubas of mezonos, and lav dafka that it's mezon tuva, the chor, according to Rav Haigon, you have to argue that no. Mishum chashivusa, shenishtabchu bahem eretz Yisrael, categorically, that is considered to be the koveya. Just like we saw, for example, that even if it's just no same time, but it's not Ikara Tavshil. In a normal taruvos, you can argue zayne tuva. But if you have a taruvos where the mezonos is such a mute, and it's not even a kazayis tokri achilas pras, Boshev Shad Rav Haigon argues, how can you say that zayne tuva? Therefore, if Rav and Shmuel argue that nonetheless the bracha is mezonos, it must be because chashivusha. Perhaps it's indicated, ishtapchu b'meretz Yisrael. If that is the case, the Rav Haigon's next steps and fathers, that automatically then excludes Oraz V'dochan. Oraz V'dochan, one could argue, is Zayni Tuva. Yeah, that can be a main staple of one's diet. Oraz V'dochan. You can have rice, you can have millet, that are very filling, right? And therefore, in certain societies, that can be the mainstay of all of their meals. But Rav Haigon assumed to argue that the bracha is a mezonos in miut, and you recite a mezonos on Oraz V'dochan, that's a tarta d'sensor. So the fact that the Gemara brings a raya to Shita A of Rav and Shmuel, kol shiyesh b'mechamesha saminim, that necessarily assumes kol shu mechamesha saminim. And you can't just leave the Gemara simply that, well, paskin like the first memra and disagree with the second memra. That's the kash l'rashba. What exactly is the link between these two issues? Why can't you accept one view and reject another view? Well, that's the chiddush of Rav Haigon, the halachos gedolos, that these two halachos are clearly tlim zebezeh. And all revolves around perhaps that chakir initially of the Torah. Whether objectively or whether no, we have a right to label it as that which is ikar. And maybe under certain circumstances, you can't label it as that which is ikar hatavsha. This approach of Rav Haigon, halachos glos, is certainly against the Rashba. Right, where the Rashba writes that there's no stir whatsoever in splitting psak, as we do, we accept kol sheishbo. But on Oraz V'dochan, we'll recite a Berachas Mezonos. It's also against the Chiddush of Tosfos. Because Tosfos and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Raskol Tiyuchto, states the following possibility. What is the Tiyuchto against Rav and Shmuel? Because according to Rav and Shmuel, Oraz is considered to be Berachas Shehakol. And we learn differently, that Oraz is a Berachas Mezonos. No, so the Gemara says, that's against Rav and Shmuel. So Tosus, the Ramaskul Tiyufta writes the following Chiddush. That maybe one could argue about Oraz. When it comes to Oraz, there we have a clear raya that the Berachas is Mezonos. There we don't accept Rav and Shmuel. Aval adochan lo habi tiyufta. But still, right, the issue was not resolved about dochan. Rav and Shmuel said that oraz vidochan, the brach is shahako. The Gemara says you're wrong when it comes to oraz. What about dochan? Tosa says we don't know. Lo habi tiyufta. In other words, that it could very well be that in that regard we'll again assume like the view of Rav and Shmuel, that the bracha and dochan should be a chashako. Very great chiddush, according to Tosus, that one should split oraz and dochan. That an oraz the bracha will be mezonos and dochan the bracha will be a bracha shako. That certainly is against, right, our biur, right, within Rav Haigon and Lachos Gedolos. Rav Haigon Malchus Golos maintained that it's all Hava Hatalia, because the question is the following: are we interested in Zayne Tuva, or are we interested in what the Torah Nishtab Chomeret Yisrael Chashivusav Chamesh Samim Shem Chashivusa? Posh Rav Shat, according to Rav Haigon, right, there will be no room to distinguish between Oraz and Dochan if the reason that Rav Haigon maintains that in the case of Oraz the bracha shakla is because loz nishtab from Eretz Yisrael, how can you separate between that and dochan? And therefore, if you argue that Noriz the Bracha is Mezonos, you don't require Nishtacha Ben Yisrael. Why would one argue that Dof the Bracha is Shehakol? Bosh of Shat and Tosus understood very differently. That really the issue is Zayne Tuva. And therefore, if it's an issue of Zayne Tuva, Alein Yichya HaAdam, maybe one could distinguish between Oras V'Dochon. Who says that they're identical? Maybe one could argue that Oras Yes is Meizan Tuva and Dochon is not. So if you have it's Yufta just for one, it doesn't necessarily extend to the other. But if conceptually the issue is whether it is Zayne Tuva as opposed to Nishtat Chemaretz, there's no room then to distinguish. And when the Gemara says the Tiyufta, it was clearly meant as a Tiyufta of both Oras V'Dochon, unless you argue, Rav Haigon, that Tiyufta, is also not assumed halacha, because once you accept halacha A, you can't deny halacha B, because they're considered to be that which is Haba HaTanya. So I have to pick up again with this issue, the linkage between the two members of Rav and Shmuel, and its relationship between that of Rav Kahana. In the broader sense, perhaps again, it all reflects back on the two possibilities of the tour, whether these are Gedarim within Iker versus Tofel, or whether something else entirely, that objectively Ishtabchu Behem Haaretz, and the possible Nafkaminas, of whether Nesinas Tam is relevant, whether Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel are saying identical Chidushim, what exactly is the role of Kazayis Tokir Achilas Pras? And even furthermore, that is there linkage between the two members of Rav and Shmuel? Is it possible to accept one in order to go ahead and to reject the other? If indeed, as you assume, that is the Rashba writes, it's all based on the Hagdar of Iker versus Tafel. So therefore, again, one does not have to assume that these shittas are at all linked. And therefore, there's no kasha whatsoever. We can pass them like one, reject the view of the other, but within Rav Haigon Boshem Shad, we assume that the Koveh is considered to be Chashivusa, not in terms of Iker and Tafel. And therefore, once you accept Rav and Shmuel Kol She'eshbo, the same thing would apply to the case of Kol Shehu. You can't argue Kol She'eshbo without the assumption of Kol Shehu because of Nishtabchu Ben Maretz, and that would categorically dismiss the case of Oras V'Dochon. Tomorrow we'll just continue Tandaf Lamed Zaman Aleph with the details of the cases of Mezonos and then the Bracha Achas Me'ini. Okay, so.